There you go. Oh, so thank you so much for agreeing to come and have a chat with me today for the podcast. So you sort of replied to a little message I put in the group about how I want to sort of chat to people who have overcome things and to share stories of strength. Because I think we are living in a world where many of us are struggling, and yet we feel that we're often the only ones. And I think that then makes it so much harder when we think everyone around us is doing really, really great. And I know you mentioned that you had suffered from depression and that you have started your business. And I think that's a really important topic to chat about, how you know, that, because I think I said as well that I suffer from depression. I feel that my business is really gives me something to concentrate on and to sort of to lift me out of those dark spaces. So I'd love to hear your story. So if I sort of hand over to you, can you tell us a little bit of background and a little bit about you? Is
Yes,
that
of
possible?
course. Well, I am from Greece. I moved to London 7 years ago. I used to work in the fashion industry. I moved here. I've took some courses in London College of Fashion to pursue a career in fashion. I worked as a personal shopper and then in buying in big fashion brands. And at some point, I got pregnant. Right before I realized that I was pregnant, I was diagnosed with depression. And it wasn't a really, probably I was suffering quietly and without realizing for quite a long time because it got to a point that I couldn't go to work anymore. Like everything was really, I was really struggling. I took some time off work and then I found out I was pregnant. So my depression kind of escalated, as you can imagine. It wasn't a planned pregnancy. So yeah, I went through counseling and then I had my daughter. I was on a maternity leave. When I came back to work, it was really disappointing, even though I enjoyed working before at the company that I was working for, but I couldn't juggle with everything, like having a new baby and the full-time work, and people were resentful because I had to leave earlier and I couldn't like handle it. So I decided, because I wasn't making any money because all my salary was going to childcare basically, and why I'm miserable, I'm miserable and doing this to myself, I quit and I started doing my own personal styling business. And yeah, it was because I'm still struggling with depression. I'm on medication, I do counseling every week, and it's sometimes it's really hard because when you have your own business, especially when you're launching a new business, there's really many things that you have to overcome. And when you suffer from depression, these things that might be minor to someone else, to me in my head, can get very big very quickly. And then, because having your own business, it's a kind of a lonely adventure, especially at the beginning. So that didn't help either. Sometimes I needed motivation, which I kind of couldn't get one. And you really need to be motivated in having like your own business. It really helps me to focus on the business, but then other times I find it difficult to kind of motivate myself. But I have to say that having my own business and like really enjoying the work that I do instead of working with someone else that might give you a task that you're not so happy with, or working with people that you're not happy working with. Having my own business really helped me, so I to be passionate and work in my own terms, setting up my own schedule. So it definitely helped me with my depression. I'm much better now. So yeah, it's been a long and difficult journey, but I wouldn't change it.
Oh, so can you talk a little bit about how you feel the business helps you? Because that, you know, I can completely relate to that. So I'd love to hear from your perspective, like how does running the business help you?
Well, that's the thing, because when, well, everyone's journey with depression is different, but for me it was things can escalate quite quickly and I can go in a very dark place very quickly. But having a business to keep me like on my feet, like I need to wake up in the morning. Well, of course, my daughter is the basic motivation for this, but my business is like keeping me sane, I feel, because you're focusing on that. And especially when people are coming back to you and you have a good feedback, you start feeling good about yourself. But I think the best part for me is when I'm doing work and like I'm styling a customer or I send them like their lookbooks and stuff. It's so, I feel so passionate and so good because I'm doing something that I'm enjoying 100% and I'm very passionate about. And so that kind of helped me. And working in the fashion business, many people think that it's not but thing. It is a shallow business. It's all about image, but the power of clothes is quite strong. So even if you're feeling very low, just for me, having to have a meeting with someone and need to get dressed and wear a beautiful dress kind of helps me a lot. Because I really do believe that there's a power in that. Like when you get dressed, at least you work on the outside and then you go in the inside kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like it really helped me because I'm doing something that I enjoy so much.
Yeah, no, lovely. And I think what, so it's quite similarly, I think with me, I think with my children and the business, like you can't just give up and sit on the sofa all day long. Like you have clients to work with and,
exactly,
just keeps you sort of head above water, doesn't it, a little bit?
True.
I think, if you work for someone else, you can have time off sick, and then that, you know, whilst that can be quite helpful, it can also sort of, you can lose yourself a little bit, I think. And I think the business just keeps you there, doesn't it? I think.
Well, the thing is that when you work as an employee, you never know how people's perception is about mental health. Like I had that, and there are other people who were very understanding. Other people just felt that I was, I don't know, weak, I couldn't handle pressure and things like that, which is not the case. They're just not educated enough to know what depression means. So now I don't have that. I know that this is a mental health issue. It's serious, but and I have the support that I need instead of having to deal with colleagues or maybe managers that they're not as understanding as they should.
So you're not having to explain yourself, I guess.
So even if you get a sick leave, and that's helpful, on the other side, you have in your own business and you set your own schedules. And if sometimes you say, okay, I'm feeling overwhelmed, I need to take some time off, you just take it. So that's how I feel. I feel the freedom that I have now, it really helps me. And it's not... because you do have clients or you have networking meetings and all of that, they kind of keep me motivated and alive to kind of, oh yes, I'm passionate about what I like to do. So, and yeah, I think it's really important in business to find your supporting system, either other women that are self-employed, because like most of my friends are employees. So it was really hard at the beginning. But then I met other women like-minded with and really amazing, they're having their own business to kind of understand, so that's quite important and really helped me.
I completely agree. How do you find so, because for me a big trigger point for my depression is social media, and I think it was last night I was going down a big black hole of checking things, and you know, it doesn't do me any good. So how do you manage, like, do you use social media in your business? Because I think that's how we've met through it
a lot.
So how do you balance that, or does it not affect you?
I can't say that I balance it 100%. What really I'm not, it's been a journey. Like at the beginning I never posted myself, or I didn't feel good about it and all that. But then I figured, especially with personal styling and fashion, you need to show your face and people like kind of relate to you, because like I'm not a size 6. I'm not Victoria Beckham, what people think that I am. So yes, or they haven't seen me on a school run, how not looking like Victoria Beckham or Kate Middleton, definitely not. So I wanted people to relate with me and realize that I am a mom and a busy lady like them, and I won't be judgmental or anything like that. So I had to put my face out there on social media. At the beginning, I struggled, but then seeing the how much engagement I got from it, I realized that, yeah, I shouldn't be so like critical of myself and so like scared of myself to put myself out there. And now I find it really, I think it really helps me with my depression to get myself out there.
Okay.
Yeah, so the hard thing with social media is time, that you feel all the time that you need to do something there.
Mm.
You need to be everywhere, you need to be visible everywhere. And I'm trying to cut down in terms of, okay, where do I want to focus on? I cannot be everywhere. That's impossible. Or another solution that I find, occasionally I delegate to others and they help me with social media. So I kind of find the balance there when I can afford it, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the biggest thing is to kind of, okay, I cannot be everywhere. Where do I want to focus on?
Okay, no, lovely. And are there any other parts of running a business that are like trigger, like that get those thoughts sort of going in that downward spiral? Like are there other areas that sort of you need to be careful of?
Yeah, when it comes to feedback from clients, because you cannot be everyone's cup of tea.
Mm.
And especially in my kind of business, it's quite personal. Like everyone has their own personal style, their own style preferences. And I want them to keep it. I want to work with their style and don't want to change them. But it's, sometimes it's really hard to comprehend, like if after having a session, what they like and what they don't. So you suggest something, you might send, I don't know, 20 suggestions on them, or and they don't like anything. And then kind of spirals like, I'm not good enough, I'm not good, and kind of goes to a dark place. And yeah, I always try to remind myself that styling, it's a very personal thing, and it doesn't have to be like, just because I didn't connect with one customer, client, doesn't mean that I'm not good at what I do. But yeah, sometimes it's hard when someone says, you know, well, everything you send me, I don't like anything. Mm. You're like, oh my goodness, I sent so many different things. And yeah, for that moment, it's really hard. But then I kind of trying to overcome and reminding myself, okay, this is a very personal thing. It's not for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. So you sort of mentioned that. So what I'm trying to encourage people is to learn to become stronger than their thoughts. And that's sort of what mm-hmm. you've just explained. So would you say that you have this, because I think it's natural, isn't it, for us to go, oh, I'm not good enough. And those little mm. things take us down. But it sounds like you then talk to yourself and sort of remind yourself. So can you talk a little bit more about that? Like, what are you telling, you know, have you got, like set thing, like do you do affirmations and that type of thing? Do you have some practices that you use?
No, I don't think that really worked for me. What mm-hmm. works for me is kind of step away for a minute, because like you might get an email or something and someone says, you know, I didn't like anything, and I keep reading it back and forth and back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying usually to step away, kind of shut down my laptop for, I don't know, half an hour, do something that I enjoy. It could be just watching a TV program or something, RuPaul's Drag Race or something like that, or have a cup of tea and biscuits and listen to music. I try to step away for a minute because it might escalate quite quickly. So usually that's what I do. I kind of step away. And then when I go back into it, I remind myself, this is a very personal thing what you're doing. And some people will be happy and some others don't. That doesn't yes. make you less good.
No, that's really good. And that's really important, because I think that's the key. So if there's anyone listening who hasn't started their business, but they're thinking about it, and they also mm-hmm. suffer with depression or anxiety, mm-hmm. have you got any advice or tips for them?
Definitely find a support system in terms of, I don't know, if it could be your friends, but if your friends are not in the same journey as you, not that they're not going to be supportive, but it's not going to be the same. So I would say find other women or men, it doesn't matter, that do start their own businesses, so, or they have already their own businesses, so they can help you kind of understand that this journey, it might be difficult at the beginning, but everyone goes through it. You're not alone in it. So I would definitely suggest that, like, networking really helped me, because like I started from nowhere, I didn't have any resources, or I moved a few years ago to this country. So networking really did help me, because I met other people who are in the same place as me. And the other thing that I would suggest, be patient. It won't happen overnight, but that doesn't mean that it won't happen.
I think that's really, really important. And I mean, I started my business a long time ago, and before social media, and I'm starting something new. And I've noticed in myself how I almost expect it to all just happen straight away. I didn't expect that before social media, but now it feels like, because I don't know about you, but there's a lot of adverts, you know, telling, you know, very fast results and things like that. So I think that's a really important message, because I think that can also lead to depression, like if you're running a business, like, because
definitely. And I think the hard part for me with social media, like for me the same, like when I set it up my business, I thought like, okay, and then next 3 months, boom, I'm there, which didn't happen. It took me at least a year to kind of establish myself. Yes. And the hard part was when I was checking, let's say, my competitors, I always see them very active. Now I realize that I seem to them as active as they did. Doesn't matter. Like what you see on social media, it's not real. No. So I kind of realized, okay, this is not. And sometimes like I might meet some of my competitors and I'm like, okay, we have totally different views when it comes to fashion and style. So that's fine. It doesn't mean that they're better or I'm better. They're just different. That's most like important thing. Definitely you need to be patient. Wait it out. It's not going to happen quickly. And with the social media, when you see someone, oh, they're doing this and that, actually what you're doing, it's the same with them. It's not real. It's just an image that you present to promote yourself. It's not.
I think that's a really important point, because I think I think people give up too easy. And I think 3 months, you even think 3 months is a long time, but it's really not.
It's really not. But at that time it was like, oh my God, why? And I see this and that, and people are doing this and that. But it's really hard, especially, I don't know, when it's a product, you see a product, you might like it, you buy it. But when it's a service, someone needs to trust you and get to know you, even if that's through social media. But they feel that, okay, this might work with her. So it cannot happen on overnight. You need to be out there and people will start relating to you, connect with you, and trust you in a way that they will use your service. So it takes a while. It's not that easy. But if you're being patient, I'm sure that, you will find light at the end of the tunnel.
You will. So have you got any tips of where, like, was there a turning point in your business of when things started to take off for you? Or is it just a matter of just keep showing up, doing the work, and over time it just...
I think there was a turning point when I start to be more, I don't know if aggressive is the same, but I start claiming things that, like in networking meetings, if something doesn't work for you, people kind of forget that you are the client, so it doesn't work for you. You need to go out there and say, you know, this doesn't work for me, I'll try something else. People kind of get stuck in a situation when you think, I'm doing this event, but I'm not getting anything out of them. I wasn't at a point where I was doing many things. I was trying out many, many things. And then it came to a point, okay, now I need to realize what's not working, what's not, or I need to focus in this or focus in that. And when you have that clarity, I think that was a turning point for me. When I start focusing on things that they were working, that was the time that I think my business kind of got off the ground. Definitely. Yeah.
No, lovely. Thank you. And then finally, are there any other resources if someone is struggling at home? And I love what you say, you know, just doing something nice for yourself. Is there anything else that you do that sort of helps keep you up, you know, a little bit more?
Well, definitely counseling helps me. Being in therapy definitely helps me tremendously, gives me clarity, kind of takes my mind and my thoughts in a different place than I was with myself. Yeah. Talking to someone always helps. Like, pick up the phone, and you don't necessarily need to, because I know how hard it is to say to someone, you know, I'm struggling and I'm thinking this and that and that. You don't really have to do that. You just pick up a phone and talk to a friend and say something silly. Yeah. Even that kind of gets you out of the mood that you're at the moment. And I really do believe that. So
yeah.
When I struggle, yeah, it's either RuPaul's Drag Race or I will call a friend, or definitely my therapist has helped me a lot. And
Oh, thank you so much, Trent. That's been really lovely. So thank you so much for allowing me to have a quick chat with you. And
my pleasure. Yeah.
And I'll message you afterwards just to grab your links if you'd like to share them, and then I can sort of pop those in the show notes so people know where to come and find you if they want to.
Sure, that would be great. Thank you.
Oh, lovely. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really, really appreciate it. So thank you.
Thank you.